This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The coal-burning electricity generating plant, ranked as the nation's dirtiest, has asked for pollution exemptions. The facility in Colstrip, Montana, uses a new EPA system for requesting special waivers from President Trump. Colstrip is the nation's most polluting coal-burning power plant and wants to be exempted from stricter limits on hazardous air pollution. Colstrip requested the exemption after the Trump administration recently invited companies to apply for presidential pollution waivers by email. Environmental Protection Agency data shows that the aging Colstrip power plant in Colstrip, Montana, emits more harmful fine particulate matter pollution, or soot, than any other power plant in the nation. A new EPA rule adopted by the Biden administration in 2023 would have compelled the facility, the only coal plant in the country to lack modern pollution controls, to install new equipment. Now the Colstrip plant has applied for a 2-year exemption to those rules, according to Montana's all-Republican congressional delegation, which backed the request. The Colstrip plant's request for an exemption from stricter pollution rules came after the EPA told companies last month that they could apply for waivers to major clean air rules by emailing the agency. A section of the Clean Air Act enables the president to temporarily exempt industrial facilities from new rules if the technology required to meet those rules isn't available and if it's in the interest of national security. The Trump administration has also announced its intention to roll back a slew of rules entirely, which could eventually mean that plants like the one in Colstrip would not have to meet new pollution standards at all. The move was part of a wider effort by EPA Director Zeldin to steer the agency away from its original role of environmental protection and regulation. Any exemption granted by the Trump administration is likely to face legal challenges from environmental groups. In drawing up the new rules, the Biden administration had identified technology already available that would allow the Colstrip facility to meet stricter standards, technology that has been widely adopted by other coal plants across the country. The Biden administration also estimated that the new pollution control technology would cost far less to install than the $500 million the Colstrip plant has said it would take. Amanda Levin, director of policy analysis at the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental advocacy group, says, "These technologies are available, but Colstrip decided not to invest when every other coal plant in the nation did." In a letter sent last Monday to the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, U.S. Senator Steve Daines of Montana said the new pollution standard endangers the economic viability of the plant. Colstrip's closure would stymie economic development in the region. Health experts noted that the letter did not address the health effects of the fine pollution particles. Numerous studies have shown the particles are small enough to penetrate deep into the lungs and enter the bloodstream, where they can travel to the heart and other organs, increasing mortality from cardiovascular and respiratory disease. A 2023 study showed that coal-burning power stations in particular emit fine particulates containing sulfur dioxide linked with higher mortality than other types of pollution. This pollution can be very damaging to young kids in particular who have developing lungs, says Robert Merchant, a pulmonologist in Billings. The congressional delegation's letter, he said, shows a complete indifference to the health harms. Northwestern Energy and Talon Energy operate the plant, along with other minority owners. In recent years, former partners of Colstrip, like Avista, have fled from their ownership of the plant toward cleaner energy sources. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.